Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys be? In this wonderful, wonderful Monday, 8th, 10th of October. And have you guys felt the winds of change? Being outside as of last night when I went out at 10 o'clock, which is our last walk of the day, I went out and there was an energy in the air that it just said, things are changing. Are you ready for that? And going out today, it just feels like, Paul, you ready for change? Or is something holding you back? So see, when we talk about fear, and today's topic is fear of change, and I'm your host, Jimena Velasquez. I always forget to say that. When we talk about change, usually people just want to change a little bit, not enough to make a big difference, what that they need to do, but they just want to change just a little bit, a tad of a change, enough that they're not in the same challenges, issues that they're facing, but making that smaller change doesn't make much of a change, if you will. Therefore, they're stuck where they are. And they say, I'm stuck. I've been in this mess forever. So what is it that you are afraid of if you were to change who you be? We do tie ourselves up to who will you be? Because when you do change, sometimes, although it's for the better for you, you do become a different being. You're no longer the person that you were, the ones that were vibrating at the same vibration as your friends, your colleagues, and suddenly your job no longer feels comfortable for you. Perhaps you have to explore further, or perhaps you have to take classes, and as you take classes, you start changing, you start seeing new opportunities, new horizons, new friendships arise. Emerge. Everything starts changing, and the old, what was new to you, what was comfortable to you, is no longer what you desire. So you start saying, okay, there is something else out there for me. But at the same time, the fear of leaving your friends, your family behind, it's what holds you back. Remember that creation, it starts the moment you have a thought. That's when creation starts. So as soon as you start thinking, oh, there's a better life out there for me, you start creating the possible that you will have out there. It's all about choices. If you choose A, you could have this future. If you choose B, perhaps this other one. If you choose C, perhaps this other one. But whatever choice you make is the right choice for you. But oftentimes, the fear of change is what makes us not make those choices and not take those opportunities that come our way. Because the one thing I read Think and Grow Rich at least once a year. And lately it's been a little bit slow for me. And today I said, oh, let me go ahead and pick it up again. And so I was reading it. And he talks about the fears that men have, one of them being poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, loss of age, fear of age, fear of death. But he doesn't talk about fear of success. A lot of people have the fear of success as well. What if they were to have too much money? Who would they be? Will the evil twin come out and play? Will they take advantage of people? Because after all, we do believe that money is the root of all evil, don't we? And if we are powerful, if we have money, we know that we're going to be taking advantage of everybody around us. And everything that's coming up will be destroying and creating all things because we don't. Right, wrong, good, and bad, but fuck, all my shirts, with and beyond. Whoa. So we obey success because we don't want the responsibility of it. We don't want, of course, we want this lack, but we are just shying away from being responsible of ourselves and of other people. And what if you were to make more money than your parents? That's another one that people, if they completely and totally avoid, because for some reason, you cannot do better than your parents. That's the belief. And that is the belief that is, it's very much in thinking, oh, that's silly. And we believe that at the surface, but it's deep down inside of us. That is a very, very debilitating belief that we have. We cannot make more money than our parents. We cannot make more money than our siblings. We cannot make more money because we were not destined to be the successful one in the family. And then we just say, oh, if we were to have too much money, what is too much money, number one, right? But if we were to have too much money, who would we be? We're going to be taking advantage of people. Or we're going to be one of those rich people who don't care about anybody. And everything that's coming up will be destroying and create your own sense of own. Right, wrong, good, and bad, but I'm back on my shorts with and beyond. Oh my gosh, this is even more... This was even more charged than when we talk about money itself. Wow, awesome. How does it get any better? So what if you are new to our show, when I say the HAPAC that I talk about, that is the clearing statement that it's from Access Consciousness. And if you want to know what it really means, there is a two-page or so description of what the clearing statement is about at theclearingstatement.com. Just look it up, and it's really lengthy, and to take these 30 minutes to explain it, it's just not, it's too long for that. So we'll just go ahead and press on for it. So change, like I was talking before, creation starts the moment that you have a thought. But you oftentimes pump the brakes on that because what it will mean to your future. You realize, instinctively, you realize the change in how things will never be the same. Of course not. You want change. You are tired of the way things are. But then there's the fear of what will change look like if you were to take it. What will it look like? And that, and for you, change that is not always comfortable. Actually, most of the time it's uncomfortable because you are expanding, you are growing, you are going to new horizons, and you have to be uncomfortable enough to want to change. Otherwise, humans do not change. Remember Anaïs said that the cocoon, the butterfly will only come out of the cocoon when it's so uncomfortable that it no longer fits it. Each body or something like that. So you will not make that change voluntarily in some instances, in most instances, if you are comfortable with what you're doing, with what you're having, with the people that are around you. People only make changes when they are so uncomfortable that they cannot imagine, they cannot fathom living what the way they're living. And that's when change, most people take the opportunity to make the change. But then that is when change is going to be painful because it's something that it's something that's waited until the very last minute. But if you were to say, okay, hey, I need to do something. Let me go ahead. I need to improve my life. Let me go ahead and take some classes. I need to improve my relationships. Let me take other classes to learn something better, to learn something different, to learn something. And this is a gradual change that you control. So everywhere that you have avoiding change because although you want it, you need it, it would be too much. You will not be comfortable for you. You will leave your friends behind. You will leave your family behind. Or so is the perception. We would let that go now, destroying and create it all into the building. Right, wrong, good, and bad, but I'm back on my shorts with and beyond. These past 2 years, personally, I've been going through so many changes so fast. I've been asking for it. I've been asking what would it take for me to have a bigger life. And this past year, oh my gosh, things have just, everything that I've been asking for has been coming. And it's not talking from first hand experience here. Change is not always easy. I'm not saying that it was painful or anything like that, but it's just that it's about prioritizing for me. What is priority at this moment? What is it that I have to handle? What is it that I have to take care of right today? What is it that I have to do? What has my priority? I have to prioritize. I wish I could do everything at once, but it's not always possible. And it's okay because I'm at the driver's seat of my life. You are at the driver's seat of your life. What is it that you want? What is it that is your goal? What is it that you want to do in your life? That is what you have to get. First, determine what it is that you want out of life. If you're happy where you are, the other people who do want to change, I'm talking to the other people who are looking for something else, for the people who are looking for what else is possible for them, what are the adventures they can have today, tomorrow, day after. Those are the people I'm talking to. So determine what it is that you're looking for, because otherwise, if you don't have a roadmap, if you don't have a destination, how are you gonna draw the roadmap to get to the destination? So determine what do you want at the end of this. That's a good thing. Years back, about 7 years or so ago, I went to a workshop, and during this workshop, it was a lot of writing and reflection of your lifetime and stuff like that. And one of the exercises that we did was writing your epiphany, if you were to die, what would people say? What would people read about you? What would people know? What would you want people to know about you? So if you're willing, go ahead and write. This is a good way for you to know how you want to be remembered once you're gone from this lifetime. Do you want to be known as somebody who was very much a contribution to society, who was very much a contribution to your family, who was a friendly person, who was a whatever it is that you want people to know? And then see, are you living that life? Are you being who you want to be remembered as? And then it's going to get you perhaps in the path that you want to be. We're not talking about the money. You know, you can always say, hey, upon my death, I'm leaving $50 million to the different charities. And you can divide that. And now, how are you going to come up with the $50 million? What are you going to do? And it's kind of working backwards from the end to the now. So what are you going to do? How are you going to change? Perhaps you don't need to change to do that. And perhaps you do. But it's up to you to see how the people that you love, by the people that know you, by friends, by family, by your colleagues, by whoever is that you're, everybody that comes into your life is the one that you want them to remember how, somehow or other, right? So, like I said, what is your goals? What are your targets for this lifetime? What is it that you want to do? And start creating the roadmap on how you're going to get there, what you need to do to get there. Because unless you know what you're doing or what you want at the end, you're just going to be floundering all over the place. So that is, like Napoleon said, the power of thought is the one thing you have control 100% of the time. We talk about point of view perception. If you believe something is the way it is, it is. So it's your point of view, it's your perception of the situation. So if you think it's for you to change your life, yeah, perhaps it is, because everything starts with a thought. But if you think that it's never too late, that you can always make the change, you can always shift whatever it is that you're looking to shift. You are the one who is in control of your thoughts 100%. If you think you can start a business, guess what? You can start a business. You can learn new skills. You can learn to design websites. You can learn to do anything you want if that's what you do desire. But if you're not willing, if you're not willing to change to be uncomfortable for a little bit, then, you know, you're not going to be able to do it. But everything starts with a thought. So let's go ahead and start an activation. Whatever you have been letting life go by and just being complacent, would you like to change that? And would you like to, let's go ahead and put some oomph under that so that you start looking at things different, shall we? Okay, so as before, if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not listen to this at this moment. Come back. The energies are going to be recorded. Not a problem. So let's go ahead and press on. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Imagine roots growing out of the feet. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Now pull energy from the earth. Up your roots. Up your feet. Up your legs. Up your torso, pull the energy from the earth in smooth rhythm, smooth and even. In the roots, up the legs, up the torso, and out the crown. Allow the energies from force come in and around you. Drop your barriers. Let the energy work on your behalf. Let the energy to move whatever you might have fear of change. Fear to play big in this world, in this reality. Complacent. Whatever in your life or you might be complacent. Let it go now. But all those times where you procrastinated, and in procrastination you missed the bus. You missed that opportunity that could have changed your entire life. The hunger, the fire, the driving force in you so that you can be another Richard Branson. Now that another Oprah Winfrey. Somebody with so much creativity that you have pieces of different businesses, a part of different businesses all over, but you are still good at managing it all. And you are able to handle it all. And remember, just because you have that many businesses doesn't mean you personally have to handle it all. You can always hire assistants. Go ahead and expand this energy to your past lifetime, your future lifetime. Go ahead and extend the image of your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great grandparents, your siblings, and future generations. we are our ancestors. The next time we come around, if you choose to come back, you don't have to fight this energy anymore. There you go. And let's go ahead and plug you from the collective consciousness of fear, playing it small, procrastination, and plug you into collective consciousness of creativity, abundance, conditional love. So with or without money, you are law. Good job. Ground the energy to see. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energy from the mother. Up the root, up the leg, up the torso, and out your crown. Round, round, round. And pull the energy off your body and out your crown. There you go. Go ahead and rub your hands together. Rub your face and open your eyes. How are you guys seeing? Wow, I could feel you guys getting that. Feel you guys getting those energy. A lot of energy, guys, released as well. How does it get any better than that? Woohoo! So, to get back to on topic, fear of change. Remember, we just went through the portal of the 888. 8 months of the 8th day of the 8th month of the 8th year. The energies are all about you moving. Moving, and the way you're doing things is what's going to propel you for the next couple of years. So definitely, it's time to change. It's time to let go of the fear. Let it go. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you at all. So what would you like your life to be like in 5 years? What would that look like? So think about that. Think about what your life will be like in 5 years if you choose A, if you choose B. Because don't forget that you have many different possibilities out there for what your futures could be. And it's all up to you. It's all up to you to create. And you don't have to be, you are a mega creator of your life. And you don't have to be doing anything for you to create. Just the thought is the beginning creation. But action has to follow if you're going to be having anything in the end. You have to follow it with action. Thinking and follow through. You don't have to do it all. You can prioritize what is priority to you right now. And priorities can change every 10 seconds. You don't have to. You do not have to do it all. Do have a system of what it is that you want to do. Do have a calendar where you write down deadlines and then you work backwards from that. So it will work better for you. And there are so many tools out there for you to use. So not having a tool, it's not an excuse anymore. So my friends, in my honor, if you guys want to talk to me, you can always call in the show and we'll converse. And until next Monday, I bid you farewell. Namaste.